Neave stood with bowed head, trembling when the white blade shone. But she, whose hours of tenderness were gone, had neither hope nor fear. I bade them hide under the shadows till the tumults died of the loud crashing and earth-shaking fight, lest they should look upon some dreadful sight, and thrust the torch between the slimy flags. A dome made out of endless carven jags, where shadowy face flowed into shadowy face, looked down on me, and in the self-same place I waited hour by hour, and the high dome, windowless, pillarless, multitudinous home of faces, waited, and the leisured gaze was loaded with the memory of days buried and mighty. When through the great door the dawn came in and glimmered on the floor with a pale light, I journeyed round the hall and found a door deep sunken in the wall, the least of doors. Beyond, on a dim plain, a little runnel made a bubbling strain, and on the runnel's stony and bare edge a dusky demon, dry as a withered sedge, swayed, crooning to himself an unknown tongue. In a sad revelry he sang and swung backhand and mournful, passing to and fro, his hand along the runnel's side, as though the flower still grew there. Far on the sea's waste, shaking and waving, vapour, vapour chased, while high, frail cloudlets fed with a green light, like drifts of leaves, immovable and bright, hung in the passionate dawn. He slowly turned, a demon's leisure, eyes, first white, now burned like wings of kingfishers, and he arose, barking. We trampled up and down with blows of sword and brazen battle-axe, while day gave to high noon, and noon to night gave way, and when he knew the sword of Manahan amid the shades of night, he changed and ran through many shapes. I lunged at the smooth throat of a great eel. It changed, and I but smote a fir tree roaring in its leafless top, and there upon I drew the livid chop of a drowned dripping body to my breast. Horror from horror grew, but when the west had surged up in a plumy fire, I drave through heart and spine, and cast him in the wave, lest Neave shudder. Full of hope and dread, those two came carrying wine and meat and bread, and healed my wounds with unguents out of flowers that feed white moths by some day done in shrine. Then in that hall, lit by the dim sea slime, we lay on skins of otters and drank wine, brewed by the sea gods, from huge cups that lay upon the lips of sea gods in their day, and then on heaped up skins of otters slept, and when the sun once more in saffron stepped, rolling his fragrant wheel out of the deep, we sang the loves and angers without sleep, and all the exultant labours of the strong. And now the lying cleric's murder song, with barren words and flatteries of the weak. In what land do the powerless turn the beak of ravening sorrow or the hand of wrath? For all your croziers, they have left the path and wander in the storms and clinging snows, hopeless forever. Ancient Oisin knows, for he is weak and poor and blind and lies on the anvil of the world.